Could Norway and France be closer to Australia than we think? Both European countries, along with the UK, New Zealand, Chile and Argentina, have territorial claims to the Antarctic, but Australia claims the largest share, over 40%. The government released the 20-year Australian Antarctic Strategic Plan 2 years ago with recommendations for advancing our interests on the icy continent. It took 2 years for the government to respond, releasing its plan for the action only a few weeks ago. So what does this plan mean for Australia? Here to talk to us today is Dr. Tony Press, adjunct professor at the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems Cooperative Research Centre. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. So why is Antarctica important to Australia?
Well, Antarctica is important to Australia not only because we have that claim over 42% of the continent, but also it provides much of the weather that we're used to in Australia. The Antarctic climate influence is very strong. The Southern Ocean and Antarctica affect the weather in Southern Australia in particular. And there, it's also very important for those areas in Australia where most of our agriculture is produced.
Okay. And as we mentioned, 40%, over 40% Australia claims of Antarctica. How has it came to be? Is it purely because we are closest to Antarctica or closer than most other countries?
No, the claim actually came from the ambitions of Sir Douglas Mawson, as he's known now. He went to Antarctica in 1911. And even though he didn't have any instructions from the government or the queen or the king at the time, he did claim Antarctica and then went back again in later years to reinforce the claim to Antarctica. So it derives from his exploration and mapping of Antarctica and Australia's long historical connection.
Okay. So tell us, what are the key themes of the Antarctic strategy?
Well, the key themes of the Antarctic strategy are centred around science, centred around Australia's support for the Antarctic Treaty System, and centred around the new investments that the government is making in helping Australia lead Antarctic science. So those investments are a new icebreaker. It will be a very important contribution to Australia's efforts in Antarctica when it's released in about 2020. Mm-hmm. It will be one of the most advanced research icebreakers in the world, and it will be a magnificent platform to do collaborative science in Antarctica. There's also been funding for inland traverses. This is where Australia and others may join forces to go and look for very, very, very old ice, ice that's over a million years old, which will be important for telling us about the past climate. And the plan also has a series of steps about looking into the future, about air link options, and about future investment in Antarctic activities, including Antarctic science.
Yeah, talking about investment in Antarctic science there, what's at stake for Australia if the CSIRO goes ahead with plans to close its ice lab and Antarctic research?
Well, I haven't actually got very good detail about that yet. The discussions are fairly vague at the moment because we don't actually know what's happening. There are options for Australia. Australia can collaborate with other countries, mm-hmm, to have that analysis done. But really, it's too early to make a judgment about what the loss of that could be.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. But Dr. Tony Press, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you. It's been nice talking to you.